This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine said on Saturday its forces had seized back all areas around Kyiv, the national capital, claiming complete control of the capital region for the first time since Russia launched its invasion February 24th. As Russian troops regrouped for battles in East Ukraine, towns surrounding Kyiv bore scars of 5 weeks of fighting. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said Ukraine's troops have retaken more than 30 towns and villages around Kyiv since Russia pulled back from the area this week. Ukraine's deputy defense minister wrote on Facebook that the whole Kyiv region is liberated from the invader. There was no Russian comment on that claim. The head of Russia's space program said Saturday the future of the International Space Station hangs in the balance because of sanctions against his country over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The U.S., EU, and Canadian space agencies all missed a deadline to meet Russian demands for lifting sanctions. Dmitry Rogozin says that could disrupt the operation of Russian spacecraft servicing the space station. This past week, a U.S. astronaut caught a ride back to Earth from the station with the Russians.
The Soyuz MS-19 begins the journey home to complete a year-long odyssey for Mark Vandehei.
After Rogozin's comments, he wrote on social media he'd received responses from his Western counterparts vowing to promote further cooperation. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia has depicted its drawdown of forces near Kyiv as a goodwill gesture in peace talks, which last convened on Friday. Ukraine and its allies say Russia was forced to shift its focus to East Ukraine after suffering heavy losses in Kyiv. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has said that he was considering a visit to Ukraine's capital after blasting the leader who launched what he called a savage war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas says this report.
Francis made the remarks during a visit to Malta, where he was greeted by jubilant crowds. Although he didn't mention the Russian president by name, the reference was clear when he expressed his anger at a certain leader's behavior. Once again, some potentate, sadly caught up in archaic claims of nationalist interests, is provoking and inciting conflicts. He blasted the leader for unleashing the threat of nuclear war on the world in an infantile and destructive aggression. The Pope has so far avoided referring to Russia or Putin by name in order to keep the path to dialogue open. I'm Karen Chamas.
A senior U.S. official has told Reuters that the United Nations-led truce in Yemen is a decisive moment in the near seven-year conflict. The official says it offers hope that the warring parties and the international community can bring a lasting peace to the devastated country. U.S. Special Envoy for Yemen Tim Lenderking said the U.N. brokered truce between a Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi group aligned with Iran is a first step to a permanent ceasefire. The truce began Saturday. It's scheduled to last 2 months. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said it had resumed aid by road to the war-ravaged Ethiopian region of Tigray on Saturday for the first time in 6 months. It's the second convoy of international emergency supplies to reach Tigray since the government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front agreed to a humanitarian truce last month. The ICRC said it had sent in medical assistance, food, and water treatment supplies for the stricken region of northern Ethiopia. The UN says that area has been under a de facto blockade for months. The UN's World Food Program said 13 trucks of food aid for people that it termed on the edge of starvation had arrived in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele, on Friday, followed by a fuel truck on Saturday. It was the first food aid to reach Tigray since December. The UN says hundreds of thousands of people there are at risk of starvation. The father of a jailed Moroccan journalist, Omar Radi, says his son was transferred from a prison in Casablanca to a jail further north. Idris Radi said living conditions for his son are worsening. Reporters Without Borders ranks Morocco low on its World Press Freedom Index, 136th out of 180 countries. Recapping our top story, Ukraine said Saturday its forces have seized back all areas around the capital and claims complete control of that region for the first time since February.